Our Chabot say, good morning, let's begin. So we are picking up on page Tav Lamed Gimel in the bottom section. L'harim Einav Lemala. To lift one's eyes up above. So remember again, we actually began this section yesterday, but we'll read it quickly again, the first paragraph. L'chin ikr melchamto shal yitzaharehi. L'hapil es ha'adam e'amuna. Shelo yarim es Einav klape mala. So we'll say, so remember again, as we saw yesterday, it turns out that the most powerful tool that the Yitzhahara has in its arsenal is not compelling us to sin, but rather, again, it's to prevent us or to distract us from raising our eyes upwards and connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like ultimately, again, in the war with Amalek, it was only when Klal Yisrael looked upward that we went ahead and were able to be successful. And when we did not look upward, again, Amalek was able to vanquish us. So too in the realm of Emunah, or in the realm of life as well, when a person doesn't look upwards, and a person ultimately, again, is distracted from their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so by definition, that's when the Yitzhahara is able to overtake us. When there's a disruption in Emunah, when there's a disruption in Emunah, that's when all kinds of negative things occur. Because when a person ultimately again falls or is distracted and no longer has Emunah, so ultimately again the Yitzhahara is able to overtake him. Aval kasher adam meirim einav klapei mala umispalel. When a person looks heavenward and is able to establish his connection of Emunah, there is no challenge that he cannot overcome. And again, I will say the metaphor for this, and I think it's a very powerful one, is the war with Amalek at the end of Parshas Bishalach. That's why the Mechaber says, Klal Yisrael is fighting against Amalek. Amalek is the Yitzhahara. When Moshe Rabbeinu's hands are lifted upwards, heavenward, and Klal Yisrael directs their attention heavenward, they're able to be successful. When they're distracted and they don't look heavenward, Amalek is successful. The metaphor being looking heavenward represents establishing a strong sense of Emunah. When you have Emunah in life, so there is no Amalek that can overtake you. When you stumble or you lack Emunah, then unfortunately Amalek, the Yitzhahara, is able to get the upper hand. Last paragraph, page Taf Lamed Gimel. Gam im nafala adam me'emunah, ubalo nisyonos ekev kach. So we'll say, let's say a person stumbles in his Emunah. I stumble. I'm not strong in my Emunah. And as a result, ultimately, again, there are nisyonos, there are struggles I have in life. So this is amazing. So what happens if I'm struggling with my Emunah and I suffered a lapse in my Emunah, and as a result, again, the foxholes, right, the nisyonos, the difficulties are being visited upon me. And again, in an effort to reinvigorate my Emunah, so what do I do? So what do I do? It's the same thing I do in every single other area of life when I fail, which is I dust myself off and I get back up. I go to the Kasheru Meirim Einav Umispala LaHashem Ayidezeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozer Lo Liskar Bal Yitzro Hara. We'll say if I suffer a lapse in Emunah, so the only thing for me to do is lift my eyes heavenward and try again. And try to reconnect and say, Ribono Shel Olam, I've suffered a lapse in my Emunah. Amalek is overtaking me. The Yitzhara is overtaking me. Help me. Help me get close to you. Help me go ahead and lift myself back up. Kimo Shabuva, B'Maseches Kiddushin, Amalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, Lo Yachalov, Tav Lamed Dalet. The idea being, the Gemara says, that when it comes to Yitzhahara, Rabbi Osai, were it not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps me, I would not be able to overcome the Yitzhahara. Without God's assistance, I cannot fight the Yitzhahara. Perusho, Shebeli Ezraso Shel Hashem, Yefshar Lehiskarba Ala Yitzhahara. Umishatsoik El Hashem, Hashem Ozerlo. Kimo Shakasov, Karov Hashem Lechol Karov, Lechol Asher Yikruuhu Be'emes. We'll say this is the incredible idea, and this is what Emunah is. Emunah, see, we'll say, the greatest mistake we make in life, let me say it differently. You know, the Torah we just read in last week's parasha, the Torah says that one of the greatest pitfalls that man can experience is Kochi va'otsem yadi asali asachayel hazeh. It's all me. So we'll say, so I think often when we think about that concept, we think about it in terms of like an arrogance, right? Like me, it's all me. I'm in charge. The truth is, you know, a person could have kochi va'otzem yadi, and it could be framed in piety. How could it be framed in piety? That a person says, look, I am fully responsible for what happens in life. I'm fully responsible. The buck of my life stops with me. So if something ultimately, again, does not go right, I have to bear full responsibility. I'm mostly not arrogance. I'm taking achrayis. The challenge with that is I have to take achrayis. I have to take responsibility over my life. But I also have to understand that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, by definition, in order for me to be successful in life, I need to partner with the Ribono Shel Olam. I cannot overcome my Yitzhahara myself. I cannot overcome my challenges myself. I cannot do it alone. I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person sometimes thinks, Kochi va'otzem yadi asli yasechayel hazeh, I know I have to overcome my challenges, but I have to do it myself. You can't do it yourself. You can't do it yourself. It is impossible to overcome Amalek. It is impossible to overcome the Yitzhahara. It is impossible to overcome the nisyonos of life by one's self. Impossible. And if a person thinks they can do it themselves, that's gaiva. That's arrogance. A person thinks they can do it themselves, that's kochi va'otzem yadi. So therefore, again, the Mechaber says, Karov Hashem l'chol karov v'chol ha'sheikru b'mes. David HaMelech is saying, call out. You need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't do it yourself. And the incredible thing is, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting is to be called upon. Hayotzei l'masa. Therefore, the Mechaber says, what comes out halacha l'maisa, Sha'itza ha'ikaris l'natzeach ha'si yitzahara hi ha'emuna. The Rebbe said, the only itza to overcome the yitzahara, the only itza to overcome Amalek, the only itza to overcome my life challenges is emuna. Now when he says tefillah, what he means is reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asking the Ribono Shel Olam to partner with me in my life endeavors and initiatives. L'chein, tzarech ha'adam l'ashkia es ikar mirtzo ves koach b'tefillah u'ba'avodaso alemunah. I will say, such an incredible yisod. There is a very fine line between personal responsibility and arrogance. We believe strongly in personal responsibility. Who I am, what I am, the nature of my life. Many times my circumstances are dependent on me, but they're not fully dependent on me. They're dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are fully dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, by definition, to be successful in life and in anything, in the positive forward initiatives, in combating my Yitzhahara, my Amalek, I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Emuna is. Emuna is the recognition that ultimately, again, I cannot accomplish or progress in life without the Ribono Shel Olam. So he goes on. Tachlis HaTorah V'HaMitzos. Tzarech Ladas, Ki Koma Sh'anu Osim, Hein Tfilah, Hein Limra Torah, Ven Kiyem HaMitzos, Hakol U'Bichdei Shetizkala Machusa V'Amunasi Yisbarach. Hainu, Shiyedu V'Aminu, Shekola Nasa Ba'olam Bichlal, V'Chala Over Ala Adam Bifrat, Hema Rak B'Ritzon V'Ashkachasa Shal Hashem Yisbarach, Balush B'Li Shum Chiyuv Ativ Iklal. Therefore, we'll say, everything we do in our spiritual lives, davening and learning and mitzvos, ultimately is to help us reveal the presence and existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our day-to-day lives. That there is nothing that goes down in our lives without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I just want to point out, this is like an incredible, incredible idea. The idea is that all of our spiritual services, Torah, Tefillah, Avodah, Chesed, all of it is to open our eyes. Like, what it does is all of it allows us to see the world in a different way. And all of the things we do spiritually, all of Torah, Avodah, Chesedim, all of it allows us ultimately to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in our day-to-day lives. Tachlisa shel Torahi, lahavi es ha'adam l'emuna. That the entire tachlis of Torah is to bring a person to a state of emuna. Kimo she'amru chazal, bach habakuk v'ha'emidon al achas she'ne'emar, v'tzadik be'emonos be'emunoso yichya. As again, the entire tachlis of Torah is to bring us to emuna. Quotes the pasuk from Habakkuk: the tzaddik will live in his emuna. Kimo shekasuv, komitzosecha emuna. Rabbi Nachman Breslov, also last paragraph, page Tof Lamed Dalet. Rabbi Nachman writes, "Shein Shlemos Ladas Shia Torah Ela Al Yidei Emunah." So Rabbi says something amazing. You cannot achieve success in Torah without Emunah. Can't achieve success in Torah without Emunah. Kilomar, Adam Shalomed Torah Beli Emunah. It's such an incredible idea. A person who learns Torah without emunah is someone who can't fully comprehend Torah. What do we say in Birchas HaTorah? We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let us and our offspring, let us be Yodei Shmecha. Doesn't say Lomdei Shmecha or Lomdei Sorasecha, but ultimately again, Yodei Shmecha. Sherak Ayidei Yodei Shmecha Shiyamuna Zochim Lilmo Torah L'Shol. It's actually an incredibly beautiful insight. So the Mechab writes, it's to be read as a progression. Yodei Shmecha means may we be Ba'alei Emuna, and if we are Ba'alei Emuna, V'lom Dei Sorasecha L'Shma. Then ultimately, again, our Limud HaTorah will be meaningful and will be impactful. But first, I have to be a Yodea, then I can be a Lomate. First, I have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emuna, and then I can learn Torah in its entirety. She Kemosha Tiknu Chazal, So this is really two concepts being stated over here. Ultimately, again, the first idea by the Mechaber, which was, I think, is such an incredible yisod, that the point of our avoda, the point of our davening, the point of our learning, the point of our mitzvos, is what? It's to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our day-to-day lives. It's to be able to go ahead and ultimately, again, Chetisgala Malchuso Ve'emunoso. Ultimately, again, we learn, we daven, we do mitzvos to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because when we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our day-to-day lives, ultimately again, that cultivates within us a sense of emunah. Rabbi Nachman takes this a step further, and the Rebbe says so beautifully that the truth is, it's a little bit cyclical. We go ahead and we do these things in order to be able to have emunah and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you can't really be proficient in your Judaism, i.e. in your learning, in your tefillah, and in your chesed, without emunah. All of it, ultimately, again, is in order to be able to have emunah. You need to be able, to learn Torah lishma, a person needs emunah. So we'll say, therefore, it turns out, look at the top of Taf Lamed Hey, with this we'll really stop. U'bichlal tachlis kol avodas Hashem, hiliskos lemunah. We'll stop with this line over here, then we'll pick up with this tomorrow. It turns out, Rabbosai, that everything we do in our Yiddishkeit, all of it, is in order to cultivate within ourselves a sense of emunah. Everything is about being able to reach emunah. Everything we do in our Yiddishkeit, ultimately, again, either paves the way, opens the door, or sets the stage for a deeper and more profound emunah. And then, by extension, when there is greater emunah, it sets the stage for a more profound spiritual experience through Torah, through tefillah, and through chesed. All right, we'll stop here.